morning.
What a morning it is, eh?
It is gorgeous out there. Hope you've been enjoying the past 4 days of heat wave. It's quite the turnaround weather-wise from last weekend, when I think we were pretty much all waterlogged. And of course, what a day for the air conditioning in the studio to break. So it's sweltering in here. I'm thinking now that hot tea was not my good option, that perhaps I should have gotten iced tea. Live and learn. Anyway, it is a gorgeous day out there, and I hope you'll get to enjoy it. And I hope you're sitting in the shade right now with your radio on, you know, maybe your phone handy. Going to give us a call and ask us some questions. And stick around for the next 2 hours of garden fun. We're going to talk in just a few minutes to Christopher Clark, who is a former and the current mayor of the Liverpool region of Queens, that area in Nova Scotia on the South Shore. Gorgeous area. You know, they had privateer days just a week or two ago. And we're going to talk about their dogwoods. They have an amazing, beautiful project, the Millennium Project, which is just happened about, 13 years ago, which resulted in the fact that Liverpool is now just a storm, a blizzard of kusa blooms this time of the year. So we're going to talk about that. You might want to get in your car and turn the air conditioning on if it works and head up that way today and check it out. Also, we're going to talk about Pine Grove Park, a lovely oasis up there as well. And we're also going to talk to the author of Plant Breeding for the Home Gardener. Now, I have a copy of this to give away today, although I'm not really sure I want to. This is a fabulous book, How to Create Unique Vegetables and Flowers, whether you want to create your own squash, zucchinis, beans, tomatoes, zinnias, dianthus, whatever. This book tells you how to do it in simple, readable, fun, interesting manner. So it's fabulous. We're going to talk to the author of that book, Joseph Tykonovich, in just a little bit. Also, Jane Rostock from Halifax Seed is going to tell us about the good bugs that you can actually buy and use in your garden and how to do that. You know, when do you know when you have to actually go and pick some up at the garden center versus when you can just simply rely on nature to take its course? So we're going to talk about that and, you know, take your gardening questions too. We love your questions. The number, of course, as always, is 1-877-801-8255. That's 1-877-801-8255. And you can tweet me. My handle is Nikki Jabour, N-I-K-I-J-A-B-B-O-U-R. Tweet me throughout the show. I do have my phone here in front of me. Check in your tweets. And again, you can call us at 1-877-801-8255. But let's kick off by talking to, someone who I've admired for a long time, an excellent gardener. I mean, very talented. And also the current mayor of the region of Queens, you know, and Liverpool in Nova Scotia, Christopher Clark. Good morning, Chris. How are you?
Good morning, Nikki. I'm very well. And you?
I'm great. It's lovely to talk to you. Are you enjoying the heat wave?
I'd rather it was a little cooler.
Yeah. Well, it was last week, wasn't it?
Well, and luckily, I'd rather have the heat than all that awful rain.
I know. But, you know, I know you're a collector of rhododendrons and as among many other gorgeous plants, magnolias and such in your own gardens. How has this spring affected your garden?
It's been an amazing spring for flowering trees and shrubs. I don't know if you've noticed, but everything, whether it be the Indian pears, the thorn trees, everything has put on a really fantastic display this year, and I think it's all due to last year's weather.
Oh, really? Interesting. And it seems, too, because of the weather was cooler, that the blooms lasted a little bit longer.
Well, I have a problem with my rhododendrons, not in Pine Grove, but at home. I've got a thing called petal blight.
Oh.
And once it gets warm, after the beginning of, the first week in June, then the blooms come out, and within 3 days, they collapse.
Oh, dear. And what's the solution for petal blight? Is there one?
I think the literature says you can control it with fungicide.
Yeah.
And I've had it the last couple of years, and I haven't done it yet, but I certainly intend to do it next year.
Yeah, and extreme sanitation as well. Don't let any of those petals languish on the ground.
Well, that's right, but I've got rather too many to pick them all up, there we are.
You do. You have probably at least 100 rhododendrons, don't you, in your own garden?
At least, yes. Well, maybe more than that.
Safe to say.
But the dogwoods are unaffected by it.
Oh, that's good. Well, the dogwoods, and let's talk about this, because, of course, you're the current mayor of the region of Queens, but also you were the mayor from 1996 to 2000. And at that time, you had an idea, being a gardener yourself and you know, a garden lover, to, you know, it's kind of an idea for the future of Liverpool and the region of Queens, you know, to make it beautiful for many decades. So can you tell us a bit about this?
Well, yes, at the time we got some funding to celebrate the millennium from the federal government, and we put part of it towards subsidizing the cost of dogwoods. And I think we sold at that time about 700.
And not just any type of dogwood, though, not just, you know, because there's lots of different dogwoods.
No, this was Cornus kusa, the Chinese dogwood, and we sold two kinds. There's a pink one called Satomi, and the species, which is Chinensis.
Right. And you actually have experience with these yourself before you introduced them to Liverpool.
Well, I bought one from Sheraton Nurseries in 1975, and it's still going. It's about 20 feet tall and about 40 feet across. So it's pretty spectacular when it's covered with white bloom. And, you know, as we were saying, this year has been a remarkable year for bloom on any flowering tree or shrub.
Yeah, my Satomi, actually, I have a Satomi, and it right now is just in its prime. And, you know, the colors and the size of the blooms, they're smothered with these beautiful blossoms.
They're gorgeous, aren't they?
They really are. And I mean, if I was going to pick one tree, like that is the perfect tree. I mean, it's very pretty much trouble-free, really, when it comes to pests and disease. It's got that long period of bloom. Like, how long would you say yours flowers for?
Well, if you don't get a 5-inch rain, which we had the other day, it will bloom from between 4 to 6 weeks.
Yeah, that's kind of unheard of, really, for a lot of even perennials, much, you know, trees and shrubs.
Well, exactly. And there's a new one, Nikki, and it's called Venus.
Venus.
And it's a cross between the Chinese one, Cornus cusa, and the West Coast one, Natalii.
Okay.
And I bought it 3 years ago, and it is white, and it has 8-inch blooms.
8-inch blooms?
And it's stunning. I bought it as a 2-gallon pot, and as I say, I've had it for 3 years.
Wow!
It's just covered with blossom.
You're gonna post some photos for us?
Well, we will do. I think I may have missed it, but if not, I'll do it for next year. I mean,
yes.
It's an absolutely stunning plant, and I'd certainly recommend to listeners that if you're getting dogwoods, well, certainly the regular Cornus cusa, the Chinese dogwood, is great. But this would add, if you've got room for one other dogwood, try Venus.
Okay. And, I mean, I've heard of Venus, but I haven't actually seen it in bloom yet. Is it as hardy as the regular Cornus cusa?
Seems dead hardy with me. And okay. Last winter, as you know, was a pretty bad winter.
Mm-hmm.
And where I'm down on the water, and we got nor'east winds quite a lot during the winter, some plants did suffer, but not this one. It seems fine.
Okay. Well, so as you said, about, you know, 13 years ago now, around the year 2000, about 700 or more than 700 of these Cornus cusas were sold within the region of Queens and throughout Liverpool. And let's fast forward to now. What is it like to drive through this region right now?
Well, wherever you go, you see, you know, the big blocks of pink or big blocks of white, because these trees have now got some size to them. And they're pretty stunning, and particularly the whites come in all different shapes. There are some that are tall and thin, some which are much wider. Some of the pinks are deeper than the others, and it seems along the shore the pinks are almost red, and I haven't figured out why, whereas a little further inland they tend to be a paler pink.
It's interesting, isn't it? It's such a, I mean, and I've driven 2 years. I can't believe it's been 2 years since I drove through the whole area with you looking at these. And everywhere you look, it's just, again, it's like a blizzard of these blooms. And it's so incredibly eye-catching. And I think anybody who loves gardens and who can get to Liverpool and the area in Queens should get their butts there and drive through every year at this time because it's just so incredible.
Indeed, it's pretty impressive. It's so we'd certainly encourage people to come.
Yeah, and because the community, when you first organized this, I mean, was anybody skeptical that this would really make an impact, you know, on the community itself?
Well, I think everybody likes something that's discounted. So the fact that people could buy them cheaper than they could get them anywhere else encouraged them. And then I started, and I had this big one in my lawn, and people would drive down and look at that and rush off and buy one. And so they've continued to do that. So whilst we've got these mature ones, people are still buying them. The local garden center, Cosby's, always sells a lot of them at this time of year. And in my current role as mayor, I'm getting stopped quite often saying, are you going to sell more dogwood soon?
Maybe like a 15-year anniversary of the original sale or something?
Well, that I'm thinking actually in the last year that I'm mayor, is going to be the 20th anniversary of the amalgamation, and I thought we might do something with magnolias.
Oh, that's a nice idea, because they also thrive in this whole area, really.
Exactly, and so one would have sort of magnolias coming out, and then as they go over, we'd have the dogwoods coming on.
Wow, that would be incredible. That's an excellent idea. Well, let's take a quick little break, because, Chris, I also want to talk to you, of course, about this amazing park that you've been heavily involved in called Pine Grove Park, also down in the Liverpool region of Queens area. So let's take a quick break, 2 minutes, come back more with the current mayor of the region of Queens, Christopher Clark. Thanks for tuning in today. Plenty of time left in the show. We're going to be here until 1 p.m. So stay tuned for lots more garden goodness. You can tweet me. My handle is Nikki Jabor. Tweet me your questions, your comments, thoughts, ideas, photos from your garden. Or you can give us a call at 1-877-801-8255. In just a few minutes, we're going to talk plant breeding for the home gardener. So whether you're interested in maybe trying to develop a new tomato, it's easier than you think, you know, or new flowers for your garden. You know, maybe you've got some zinnias you love or nasturtiums. We'll find out how to do that. And I do have a book to give away called Plant Breeding for the Home Gardener, How to Create Unique Vegetables and Flowers. But right now we are talking about the beautiful region. If you haven't been there, you really should jump in your car, flick the air conditioning on and head over to the region of Queens, down along the South Shore, by Liverpool and surrounding area. You'll see, of course, the beautiful dogwoods that are currently in bloom. As well, you can check out Pine Grove Park. And joining me to talk about it is Christopher Clark, the mayor of the area. And Chris, thanks again for joining me today.
Well, it's always a pleasure, and it's always a pleasure to talk about Pine Grove, which is really a stunning area.
And it's a pet project for you. This is something you love. You love Pine Grove Park. And can you tell us exactly how it came into being and where it is?
Well, it's a piece of land that was owned by Bowater Mersey Paper Company, and I was working for Bowater at the time. It had been a campground. The Lions Club were using it. They lost interest, so we developed it into a community park, and I worked very closely with Captain Steele, Dick Steele, who of course was Mr. Rhododendron. And so we planted a lot of rhododendrons there. I mean, I think there's well over 1,000.
Wow.
Now, and we started doing this in the 1980s, and some of these plants are 15, 18 feet high. And it's pretty spectacular. And then in recent years, when the park was still owned by Bowater Mersey, and the paper industry wasn't great, and so they weren't able to do a lot of work there. And finally, when the company folded, and about the only silver lining to that cloud was that the province bought all of Bowater's holdings, and amongst them Pine Grove. And so as the province took ownership of Bowater Mersey, so the premier, who had grown up in the Milton area, donated that park to the people of Queens, to the region of Queens.
Wonderful. And it really is a little treasure. I mean, it's just these stunning, you know, woodland pathways. And you can bike or walk or run through it. But underneath the tall pine trees and other assorted trees, you've got these lovely, incredible, colorful pockets of the rhododendrons and azaleas and other plants that you guys have planted there over the decades, really.
And even the native plants are stunning. That forest floor with using common names, bunchberry, and tea berry and partridge berry, and those ones that make those nice blue berries, they call them snake berries, I think.
Yes.
It's Clintonia. It's stunning that just without any of the introduced plant, it's pretty special.
So any time of the year, really, you can walk this and see some beautiful natural forest sites as well as some beautiful introduced plants that are, you know, love to be in the woodland area as well.
And it's always quiet and it's always peaceful there, except there's always a nest of ravens in March, and the young ravens are pretty noisy on the branches, but apart from that, it's always pretty peaceful there.
Really? And so you said over 1,000 rhododendrons were planted there?
Yes, I think so.
And what types of plants besides rhododendrons? Azaleas as well, or magnolias?
Yes, there are a couple of plantings of azaleas. There's a block of azaleas where the curator of Stanley Park, Alan Cook, used to send us rooted pieces of azaleas from Stanley Park. So there's a nice planting of those. And right opposite that, in that same clearing, we have tried to put in species azaleas. So we have that, the royal azalea of Japan, Slippenbachii. And then there's a planting of the Japanese azalea, Japonica. So there's a lot of color there in the spring and early summer.
Really? I mean, you're talking color really from probably at very least, you know, late April, you know, into late June, early July.
Exactly. And the last planting, which I did when I was between being mayor, about 5 or 6 years ago, we planted a field that had been an old ball field, Jill Colville and myself. We put in quite a lot of magnolias. We put in quite a lot of crab apples. to try and give us some different species and plants of different interest.
And Jill Coville, of course, owns Bunchberry Nurseries.
Exactly. Yeah. So it seemed fitting with so much bunchberry growing in Pine Grove. It seemed fitting that she should help with this project.
Well, it's great, honestly, to see, you know, such diversity in this area, you know, even if some of their introduced plants, because you don't go to parks often and see these types of plants, you know, tucked under the native, you know, flora that's there. So I've heard it's beautiful. And do you have any future plans for it? Are you going to continue trying to add more pockets of plants?
Well, I think so, because one of the things that happened, too, was when the province turned Pine Grove over to us, the Resolute Forest Products, the owner of Bowater Mercy, also gave us $250,000.
Wow.
To help defray the maintenance costs for the next 10 years. So we've done a lot of work. We've redone the parking lot, so that's much nicer to arrive to. We have thinned out a lot of the invasive native plants that was starting to crowd out some of the rhododendrons. And we'll do that for the next couple of years, but it really is looking pretty stunning at the moment.
And rhododendrons, they're like the cousas. They're one of those plants that, you know, tend not to need a lot of pruning or you know, picky maintenance sort of thing. Once you plant them in an environment that they're happy in, they're going to generally grow pretty well, aren't they?
Well, they do indeed, and I noticed that they're starting to seed themselves in some places.
Oh, wow. That's exciting.
So, yeah, indeed. So, you know, one's wondering what's going to come of that.
Because I guess that's true. You might end up with a totally different color of something popping up.
Yes, indeed, because I'm sure that they'll crossbreed amongst what's there.
Very interesting. And you know, well, I've got you. Rhododendrons, again, we know that you love growing these. What are a few of your favorite varieties that you would recommend for gardeners within the Maritimes?
Oh, my gosh.
I'm totally going to put you on the spot.
Scintillation has got to be one of the really great ones.
Yeah?
And Bellefontaine, which is growing in Pine Grove, and they're big in Pine Grove, is also stunning.
Really? Because, you know, to see the size of, you know, what rhododendrons can really achieve, you know, because I have been to Captain Steele's farm, Bayport Plant Farms, and to walk on the forest and see these giant rhododendrons just growing in the woods, it takes your breath away.
It does indeed. It's pretty special. And the other thing we've just started in Queens, we have a new recreation center called Queens Place Amira Center, and the plantings there, which were done about a year ago, are going to be pretty interesting because the region of Queens worked with Ivan Higgins of Cosby's Garden Center, and it's not just the straight sort of commercial plantings that you would expect. There's a lot of very interesting plants that some of which are not hardy in my garden, but they seem to be doing at Queens Place.
Interesting. Well, there you go. I guess you just never know. Now, tell us again, how can people find Pine Grove?
Well, if you come down the 103 from Halifax, you take exit 19, and go north on Route 8. You only have to go up there about 1/4 mile, and it's on your left-hand side, so you're between Route 8 and the river. You can't sort of miss it.
Beautiful.
So exit 19 off 103.
And people can take their bikes and bike through there as well?
They can bike through there. There's about 3.5 to 3.75 kilometer of walking trail and bike trail. You can take dogs in there on a lead. I think we provide pickup bags, so that's not a problem. So we love to see people using it because it's a big investment in time and money, so the more people use it, the happier we are.
Wonderful. Christopher Clark, the current mayor of the region of Queens, including Liverpool, of course, in Nova Scotia. Thanks for joining me today, Chris. It's always a pleasure to chat with you.
Nikki, thanks a lot, and I hope we gave your listeners a little information that can be useful to them.
Well, I know. I might just tune off right now and head on up there.
Oh, great. Good. We'll look forward to seeing you.
Thanks, Chris. We'll talk to you soon.
Thanks a lot, Nikki.
Take care now.
Okay. Bye.
And again, that is Christopher Clark, the mayor of Region of Queens in Liverpool, and we're going to be back in just a few minutes talking plant breeding on The Weekend Gardener.